Triple M NRL for Harvey Norman. Brands, innovation and solutions for all your appliance needs.
Now, boys, last week, Matty spoke about Asada and the fact the punishment's coming out to the Cronulla Sharks. And, you said this, Matty.
I hear there's going to be a six-month suspension.
Okay.
Of which only a month will be served in season.
Front page of the Sydney Morning Herald this morning. That's exactly what it says. Sharks off the hook, only a six-month ban. 5 months of that's going to be in the off-season. They'll miss a month of footy.
Before Matty explains, and when Roy Masters writes something about Asada, take it to the bank. He's the canary in the gold mine. In the mine.
Okay. What's a canary in the gold mine?
I just said, during the ad break, I said, when Roy Masters writes something in the last 30 years about drugs in sport, he is the canary in the coal mine. It's an old saying, because what used to happen was that when they used to go down the miners, when there were gas leaks...
He's on the floor.
When there were gas leaks, they used to have canaries in cages, so there were canary died. They knew there was a gas leak somewhere in the mine, all the men would get out. So it was an indicator there was a gas leak. So MG's heard it and got it. So MG's going... The canary in the gold mine.
So he sort of got it right.
It's an old saying.
Yeah.
But MG's right. In the last 30 years, every time that Roy writes about a potential positive drug test or information, he is 100% right. And it is. Well, we're hearing the news that this week there's going to be infraction notices handed to certain Sharks players, and they will. There's going to be a range of suspensions, but generally it's going to be 6 months, of which only a month will be served in season. So if you're a Sharks player, given everything you've gone through, not only is they bringing some finality to this mess, but I think, all in all, that's not a bad result.
Well, they've been under the sentence for the last 18 months, haven't
shocking.
They?
Give you another bit of mail going around. The Abbott government are going to launch an investigation into Asada and how that was handled and the link with the Labor Party.
Well, there's a couple of coincidences happened that fateful day.
The darkest day in Australian sport. 17 months ago, Pagey,
and all of a sudden they had all the Eddie O'B stuff went off on the front page of the paper.
Well, what it did, the embarrassment. All the great stuff we have done over the years in sport and build ourselves up as a sporting nation, it just tore all that down.
Yeah,
it was international headlines. Yep. All around the world we were branded as just a country whose sports were just rife with drugs.
Yeah, and it was just not true.
It was ridiculous.